I don't know what God is, but I know what He isn't. One of my teachers once said, you can't make God do anything He doesn't want to. And if He's going to do something, you can't stop Him. So consequently, since you can't influence it one way or the other, you should get in tune with the divine force of the universe and go with the flow. Just go with the flow and find out where the facts lead you. Because the more you begin to investigate what we think we understand, where we came from, what we think we're doing, the more you begin to see we've been lied to. We've been lied to by every institution. What makes you think for 1 minute that the religious institution is the only one that's never been touched? You can bet your bottom dollar that the religious institutions of this world are at the bottom of the dirt. The religious institutions in this world are put there by the same people who gave you your government, your corrupt education, the Knights Templars who set up your international banking cartels in the 12th, 13th, and 14th century are the same people that gave you educational institutions, colleges. Where do we get the word college? College comes from the collegia, the Latin Roman College of Cardinals. I mean, I could go on for hours just giving you examples. I mean, when you graduate, you come out with a square mortar board, a black square mortar board. What's all that about? It has to do with the planet Saturn. Saturn. You know, we're told that in the Old Testament that the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, were worshippers of one God. That's never been true, not true now, and never will be true. That's just one more story that's been given to us. It's never been true. The Hebrew people were worshippers of many gods, many different divine beings. They were the most eclectic theology on the face of the earth. Next to modern day Christianity is Judaism. Eclectic meaning it has collected from all over the world concepts and ideas and put it together and called it today Judaism. Judaism today is the most eclectic religion on the face of the earth. Virtually nothing of what it teaches is true. Virtually nothing of what of its supposedly background is true. And consequently, the world is filled with violence, bloodshed, disorder. Good people are dying. There are children who are starving. Our world is in trouble. And people are calling out to God for protection. People are calling out to God to help our nation. And never realizing for one moment that the divine presence in the universe not listening. Why? Because you have your own concepts of whatever you think is true, whatever you believe to be true, but you have never confronted the real truth. The real truth is that the people who are in power, who put this system together, have been in power for thousands of years. This has been going on from day one. I have the highest of respect for the Bible. Anyone who knows me knows I read it and study it all the time. But I'm also well aware that there are encoded messages. The rabbis would tell you that in the Old Testament is filled with encoded messages. I believe that Christianity is probably the most powerful encoded message the world's ever had. It's one of the oldest messages in the world, and I believe that the Christian teachings in the original scriptural understanding is the most important, volatile story the world's ever known. And it's sitting right in front of you, and most people don't even see it. It is an encoded story, and unfortunately, too many people who are ill-informed, unread, and who have not spent 42 years looking at theology accept what they read in the New Testament and in the Old Testament as actual history, when in point of fact, it is not actual history. There is a message behind the message. If you're reading the Bible, and if you're looking at theological subjects from the Bible point of view, in a materialistic way, you're never going to see the obvious story sitting right in front of you.